Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
All right. Well, I want to start out, and I want to tell you guys immediately, just jump right into this right away. Okay, headline. Trump tried to destroy these Republicans, now they're backing him. Now, that seems like an odd headline for me to lead with, and why do you think I would do that? Well, we have a problem, right? I am convinced that there are some foxes in the hen house. I think that one of the things that I've been doing some homework on, doing some investigation on, and you're going to hear some big things about this coming up. Trump has some people around him who are bad. Okay, we're convinced of that. And let's define bad. Bad means people who are not actually in line with his vision for America. So the reason that I love Trump is his America First vision, right? I don't agree with him on the jabs. I don't agree with him on COVID, but he was an America First president. And he did a wonderful job as an America First president. Our economy was good. We were respected around the world. We had, a country that was governed by law and order. We didn't have the southern border was night and day. All these different things were critical. He did an amazing job. That was his vision. That's who Donald Trump is. That's what he believes in, right? But when we look at Donald Trump, going back all the way to 2016, there were always these peculiar endorsements and these random things and what's going on. Now, 2016 wasn't as bad as 2020, but going into the 2020 election, there were a lot of bad people around Trump, people who advised him poorly on a bunch of different things, everything from election strategy to the COVID, to just you name it. This is a very big deal. As we move into 2024, I'm an outsider, right? I'm not a Trump insider. I don't go to meetings with him. He doesn't know, I've never shook in his hand. I've never talked to the man directly. But I'm an America First guy, right? And I come on this show every day and I talk about, we've got to do something, right? Don't just sit there. We all have to fight. And so I say, what can I do? What can I do, right? And I file lawsuits and I do all these different things that I do. But I believe that we need a Donald Trump presidency. So what can I do? So I've taken it upon myself to kind of look into and see what's going on with the people around him. Because when I see Trump endorsing people that make no sense, when I see Trump doing things that are just out of line with everything else that he does, I truly believe Trump is the America First guy. I believe he believes in our country. I believe he's fighting for our country. By any and all accounts, whatever you want to say about Donald Trump, he does believe in America and making America great again. So why then does he continue to have such questionable endorsements and support questionable people as that and other? And I think there's a couple things going on. First and foremost, like I said, pay attention. We're going to be coming out with some specifics in the very near future. But there are some bad guys around Trump. Okay, in my opinion, there are some people who do not believe in the America First vision, who do not believe in making America great again, who are very close to Donald Trump, and we've been investigating that. And I'm going to be talking about that, okay? Because if we don't help the president get back into the White House, we're screwed. We can't have another Biden presidency. So it's our duty. If we believe in making America great again, if we believe in America First, it is our duty, it is our solemn duty to dig in and do something about this, not to sit on our hands, not to wait for someone else, but to dig in ourselves. And we can do this, right? We can. You don't have to be a big shot. You don't have to be super important. I've got a show, I got a platform, and I've got some connections now, but it's just like anybody else. You get into the weeds, you get into the dirt, you find out what's going on, you fight like hell. That's what we're going to do. So anyways, with that, I want to start laying some groundwork for this. So we have this headline: Trump tried to destroy these Republicans, now they're backing him. And it's not a brand new headline. It's a couple weeks old. But I want to go through this, right? Because this is Washington Post. Washington Post hates Donald Trump. The Washington Post is literally a mouthpiece for leftists. They don't even have a pretense of journalistic integrity. The only thing that the Washington Post does is find and seek and destroy conservatives or patriots. They're literally, in terms of journalistic integrity, I would say the New York Times is about 1,000 times better than the Washington Post, right? The Washington Post is literally the lowest form of parasitic life on the planet in terms of journalism, in my mind. So Trump destroyed these Republicans. So this story goes on, and it opens up, and it says, it's long been said that loyalty is a one-way street with Donald Trump. For many Republicans, Trump's GOP turned into a place where their pride goes to die, right? And so they go on, they write it with this tone, talking about how these once, air quotes, proud Republicans have had to kneel at the altar of Trump. Well, the thing is, first of all, let's just attack that premise. The reason that that's the case is because the American people support Donald Trump. The American people want to make America great again. The American people want to see America first. No one in their right mind can argue that America first is a bad position for a politician. Yet the politicians keep doing that. Why is that? Well, because they're all bought off. They're all corrupt as hell. And we're going to talk about that coming up. But, we look at this and they take this, well, these guys, they're forced to support Donald Trump. They're forced to support Donald Trump because Donald Trump is wildly popular because he actually is campaigning on a platform that says, hey, I like America and I want to make America great. God, that's really complicated, isn't it? Who would have thought that? Who would have ever considered that that would work, right? Hey, I want to run for U.S. Senate. Huh, what should I do here? I think I should focus on Ukraine. I mean, really? I mean, our country's on fire, and you want to send another $60 billion to Ukraine, right, Mike Johnson? All right. So anyways, as I look at this, right, the first thing that they go to is they go to Kemp, right? Kemp, Georgia, Brian Kemp, Governor Brian Kemp, who is one of the biggest, most corrupt Republican rhinos on the planet, maybe second only to Mike DeWine, right? This guy is a piece of crap. He did everything he could to undermine Trump in 2020. He did everything he could to undermine Trump's challenges to the elections. He's outright lied. He knows. I know a lot of Georgia Republicans. I know a lot of Georgia people, right? And this guy has outright misled and lied about what's going on in Georgia. I mean, he is an absolute crook. And I mean, he's garbage. But they talk about Kemp, and Kemp declined to go along with Trump's plan to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. That's because he hated Trump and hates America, and has occasionally rebuked Trump's claim that Georgia was stolen, right? Because, I mean, he doesn't want to admit that he was bought off for it. So then Trump actually recruited someone to challenge him. And now Kemp is sort of grudgingly having to say, yeah, well, Trump's better than Biden, right? He won't actually endorse him, but he's not going to openly fight him because Trump's too popular, especially in Georgia. By the way, Trump is wildly popular in Georgia. Huge, huge popular, right? Brian Kemp, not so much. Trump, yeah, yeah. So they bring this up, and then they go into Mitch McConnell, right? Mitch McConnell, the ED leader of the Senate, right? Mitch McConnell is, to my mind, one of the most disgraceful and horrific people on the planet. He is a turncoat. He's a sellout. He's a piece of crap. And this article goes on. They talk about Trump being criticized by McConnell over J6 and all these. And by the way, McConnell, I think, was aware of J6 and had a hand in it. I think he was part of the setup with Mike Pence and everybody else. McConnell is as much a Republican as Chuck Schumer. I mean, there's nothing Republican about it. He literally is the embodiment of Republican name only. So McConnell is truly, you know, I call him the ED leader of the Senate because you can expect a limp dick response from him on anything except for Ukraine and, keeping the southern border open. Those he'll fight like hell for. I'm going to interrupt myself. We have producer Andrea has decided to join us. I thought she was going to, sleep for a few hours or something, but no, she's here. She made it. How are you today, Andrea?
Good. Good morning. And I started out with jumping on and hearing you say limp Dick McConnell. So it's going to be a good day.
Anything involving McConnell has to involve limp Dick, right? He is the ED leader of the Senate. So McConnell is you know, I mean, he's no more of a Trump fan than I am. And this article, actually, I have to digress on this article. So McConnell, it says McConnell strongly criticized Trump over J6 2021 attack on the Capitol, calling Trump's actions a disgraceful dereliction of the duty, and is occasionally broken with Trump. But Trump has gone much further, attacking McConnell's wife in racist terms, right? So I had to look up and see what these racist terms were, right? Ready? I want to show you how racist this was, just in case, because it's the Washington Post. So if the Washington Post writes it, you can bank on it being untrue. So here it is. Here it is. Racist rampage, right? Absolutely racist. Here's what he said. He says, does Coco Chow have anything to do with Joe Biden's classified documents being sent and stored in Chinatown? He posts on Twitter. Her husband, the old broken crow, is very close to Biden, the Democrats, and of course, China. Why is that racist? What is racist about that? I mean, what is there? How is that racist? He's making fun of her. That's no more racist than me calling Mitch McConnell the ED leader of the Senate. I mean, by the way, has anybody looked into why her sister got murdered in Texas after quitting, to failing to support the Chinese Communist Party? Is there any report on that? Is there any report on the fact that Mitch McConnell is owned by China? I mean, of course it, but you know, I leave it to the Washington Post to say that this is racist. What is racist about that? I mean, this is just stupid. Anyways, so McConnell, the ED leader of the Senate, is grudgingly backed Trump now. Rick Scott, was there to challenge him, but they're stuck with this McConnell piece of crap. Trump's feuding John Thune, right, from South Dakota, another rhino doesn't like Trump. Who actually tried to connect Trump with J6, which was, you know, because Thune's job is to actually, I think June is McConnell's fluffer. Can I say that on the air? Can I call John Thune McConnell's fluffer? I mean, someone's got to deal with this ED issue, right? If you don't know what a fluffer is, that's probably a good thing for you. You're probably a better Christian than me, and you can look it up. I will tell you, look that up at your own discretion and don't do it in front of your children. I think... did we just work fluffer into the show? Okay. Did we just go off? Yeah, I think we've gone off the rails. Anyways, yeah, John Thune, McConnell's ED leader, McConnell's fluffer. Is sort of endorsing Trump. I mean, wherever this, and this article goes through Chris Sununu. I don't even know how anybody can pretend Sununu's a Republican. That's like calling Mike DeWine a Republican. It's just absolutely laughable. Sununu, I mean, he endorsed Nikki Haley. Sununu is, he hates America. I mean, this guy is America last everywhere. I don't know. You know, you look at this stuff, you look all the way through this article, and they go on and on and on. And their point is that all these guys are now kissing Trump's rear and endorsing him. And this is really problematic for the Washington Post because they don't like it. Everybody should hate Donald Trump, according to the Washington Post, and it's not happening. But let's evaluate this, right? So Trump, you know, he tolerates and grudgingly accepts these announcements. And I don't think Trump is so blind that he just actually trusts that any of these guys are going to do anything but stab him in the back. You know, Trump's a smart guy. He's very shrewd. He's very pragmatic. And he's aware that these guys are crooks, right? You know, this is, it's quite clear there, right? But, let's talk about the practical reality of what's going on here. So you've got Trump, who is, you know, having to deal with all these snakes, but all of these snakes are aware of one thing, right? They need to have influence on Trump. Trump holds sway over a vast majority of the United States voting population. Most Americans, a vast majority of them, unless you believe that Joe Biden actually got, you know, 900 million votes last time, which absolutely no one in their right mind believes, Donald Trump is by far the most popular political figure in this country. I mean, there's no question about it. And by the way, even if you believe that Biden didn't steal the election, which means you're living under a rock, then you still have to recognize that his popularity has crashed because everybody found out he's as bad as we all said he would be. Trump is wildly popular, and all of these politicians realize that they cannot get anywhere without him. They can't openly oppose him. He's too popular. He's too well-known and well-loved. All right. So what does that mean? Where does that leave us, right? Well, it leaves us in a position where we have to recognize that these guys hate Trump, but are going to do what they've got to do to support Trump to get by on this, right? And hey, by the way, I'm going to acknowledge this, hoping for the best, expecting the worst. I want to acknowledge this. I prefer RFK and the death jab. I have relatives injured by the shots. I will not support someone still touts them as saving folks. And no, I'm not a Dem. I don't think you're a Dem at all. There's a lot of people that agree with you on that. This is, to my mind, one of Trump's worst positions. And I don't disagree with you at all on the fact that that's a big issue. I'm still supporting Trump. I think he's our best bet. I think we can get him where he needs to be on the jabs, but I do understand your sentiment on this, and I have absolute respect for it. So anyway, but this is part of the plan, right? Let's divide the Republicans as much as possible on issues like this. So why would Trump still support these death jabs? Why would Trump support these people who are absolutely against him? Why is he doing all this? Well, I think, and like I said, we're going to get into this coming up. There are some insiders whose job it is to try and influence Trump to make bad decisions. There are some insiders, some people close to him, they're sold out. They've sold out, right? They're working with Democrats. They're working with leftists. They're working with Mitch McConnell's and Paul Ryan's and other never Trumpers. There are people very close to Trump that I do not believe are doing the right thing. I believe that, you know, that there's a lot of people who are preventing good people from getting to Trump. They're keeping people who know what's going on from getting to Trump. And I want to go right into my brothers and sisters who are of the Q belief, right? For those of you who are in the Q land, let me offer you this thought. A lot of people say, well, Trump's got this plan, the white hats, the this, the that, whatever. Do you really think that any plan, no matter how well laid, wouldn't be opposed? Right? Let me ask you this question. Regardless of what you think about Donald Trump, maybe you think he's got a great plan, maybe there's white hats, maybe there's this, maybe there's that. You think whatever you want to think. What you have to recognize is that no war is one-sided. The other side is always going to fight back. So whether you think it's someone fighting back against white hats or whether you think it's just the natural fight back against Trump, the other side is fighting back. The World Economic Forum, the crooks, the people who are supporting, who are anti-Trump, these are not people who are going to go quietly into the night. I mean, if people find out what Bill Gates and Pfizer and the World Economic Forum and all these people are doing, there's going to be Nuremberg 2.2 and there's going to be people hanging by their neck. They can't let that happen. So there is pushback, right? You've got to understand that that pushback is not ineffective. These are people who control trillions of dollars. They're hugely powerful and it's very effective. there's no questions whatsoever that these guys are fighting back. And so how do they do that? How do they do that? Well, like I said, I think they've got some influential people around Trump that are pushing things. I think that they've bought off people. I think they've paid off people. I think they've done things to influence. And like I said, one of my big projects that I'm getting ready to kind of talk about is just that. We have some really good information, and I want you to pay attention because we're not far off from releasing it. We think that there's some real hard questions that need to be asked of some people who seem to be trying to influence Trump in a very bad way. But you've got to understand something. People like Mitch McConnell, people like Brian Kemp, people like Sununu, DeWine, et cetera, these guys are not going to back Donald Trump, not legitimately. They'll give lip service. They will say, Donald Trump is this, Donald Trump is that. Yeah, go Trump. We support Trump in the election. But these people will not support Trump truly. When the door is closed, when no one's looking, when they can whisper under their breath, they hate him. They're never going to support him because they don't believe in America first and because most of them are bought and paid for. The amount of corruption that we're finding coming out of Washington is mind-blowing. So I've got my team, we're working on some of this corruption. A lot of what we do never sees the light of day. So we do a lot of work behind the scenes. And one of the things that we do is we find corruption and we dig into things and we dig into that. And then we let certain people know certain things so that we can kind of clean it up. Sometimes we do that publicly, but more often than not, we just let people know, hey, you need to watch out for this because this is happening. We're at the point now where I'm going to have to make some big stuff public because I think it's critical, right? It's foundational to Washington that people are bought off and the Uniparty is controlling that city in a way that I would never have imagined. I got to tell you that my view on Washington, I've always believed it to be corrupt, right? I'm not naive. But my view on Washington in light of what we've been finding in recent days has shifted almost like my view of vaccines when COVID came around, right? So I used to, before COVID started, I thought vaccines were fine. I had no problem with them, right? Then I start doing this research and I find out that every damn vaccine out there is an absolute poison and that they should never, ever have been put on the market. And then the COVID jabs are the worst of the worst. And my whole viewpoint changed, right? What we're finding about Washington is just as profound, if not more so, right? These people, the way that this city works, the depth of the corruption and depravity is so mind-blowing. They're literally, I mean, finding someone in Washington that's not corrupt is like winning a prize. I don't even know what to tell you. So you've got to stay tuned and you got to understand, we believe and need to have a Donald Trump presidency. Trump 2024 is not a hashtag without meaning, right? I just don't see another path forward. Hoping for the best, expecting the worst, mentioned RFK. I like RFK on a lot of issues, but I can't support a guy who's supporting climate change in the way that he does. He's got some liberal positions that are just way out of whack. You know, the smart grid stuff. I really like Bobby. I really have a lot of respect for him, but I can't support him because he's got a few issues that I just can't come around on. So Donald Trump is the only path forward for me because we cannot have a Joe Biden presidency no matter what. I do actually hope that if Trump wins, he'll consider putting Bobby in, some sort of an oversight role at the FDA or I'm sorry, at HHS. That would be spectacular. It'd be awesome. Bobby Kennedy as HHS secretary. That would be spectacular. I would love that. Anyways, so pay attention, folks. There's a lot coming, but I really want you to understand these snakes that Trump is surrounded by, some of it he can't help. He's got to have. But some of it you've got to understand. When you surround yourself with snakes, sometimes they're going to get in. They're going to get a nip, right? And he doesn't have a choice but to do that because if you go into Washington, you're going to be surrounded by snakes. But understand, there are some issues coming from it, and we got to be aware. All right. Next COVID, the jabs. We got some big stuff on the jabs. But before I do that, please support us on the Tom Renz Show, TomRenz.com, the America Out Loud Network. Share this show. Get it out there. We got to get this information out. And I need you guys to pay attention. We got huge stuff coming up. Huge. We've really got to make sure you guys are ready to fight, ready to share, ready to support. We're going to leverage everything we can to get some truth out coming up. It's going to be a big deal. Go to TomRenz.com. Check out our store. We got some really cool things going on in the store here. For those of you that are unaware, the TomRenz.com store is getting built out. And it's really, it's kind of cool, the way some of the stuff that we're doing. It's almost like we know what we're doing here. In fact, I want to show you this. Here, we're going to pull up. Here is the new website, TomRenz.com. If you go to shop, we did a thing, right? So we're getting this set up. But we got these kind of cool T-shirts and all these different things on here. And we've got hats. We've got all sorts of things. And yeah, just check it out, right? So we're going to try and be funny, do funny things like that. Anyways, but check us out, TomRenz.com, Tom Renz Show on the America Out Loud Network, on Rumble, on Twitter, and everything.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off. 58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company Healthy Cell created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutloud.news. A place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
there's a couple articles that were really good today, and I want to, as always, do a shout out to J.D. Rucker and the Liberty Daily for finding them, and also Natural News, Mike Adams, Brideon. Good people, good people. By the way, if you go to the Brideon store, use Time Runs at checkout for a discount. Headline, one dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine contains over 200 billion DNA fragments that can incorporate into human DNA, causing cancer. That's right, folks. As we've been saying, get the jab, get cancer. This is a really important article, right? And what it's talking about is the DNA contamination in the Pfizer jabs. And it's extensive. We know that. It's part of the reason there's so many issues with the cancer. The way that that these RNA vaccines are made is they start out with a DNA molecule, and then they chop it up into pieces, and supposedly they get rid of everything except for the RNA that they want to use. But that isn't exactly how it ends up working, right? So you've got this DNA contamination everywhere. And Dr. Philip Blackholz, a cancer genomics expert, talked about this. And, you know, he's got a PhD in biochemistry and molecular biology, so he probably knows what he's saying. And he says that, you know, this DNA stuff is a disaster. It's not just RNA, it's the DNA. And it actually is, it's in these jabs extensively, and it's modifying your genome permanently, right? These jabs permanently modify your genetics. And they will stay in the in your genes, and they will impact your children for thousands of years. Your bloodline will be contaminated for possibly thousands of years if you got this jab. And you might as well accept that. And by the way, any of you that want to reproduce with someone, know that if you reproduce with someone who got this jab, you're potentially creating this is in your kids, right? This is in your kids. There's nothing that you can do about that. It is there, and if it's affected your DNA, if it's modified your DNA, it may do so on a permanent basis, and it may last for thousands of years, right? Through the generations. That's what happens when you modify DNA in a permanent way, and it is there. And Pfizer scientists, according to Professor Blackholz, knew or should have known about this DNA contamination, and so should the FDA, right? So should the FDA. But the FDA does what they always do. They turn around, they look the other direction, they don't pay attention. If they don't look at it, they don't have to, and don't study it, they don't have to release the data in FOIAs, right? One of the exemptions to the Freedom of Information Act is if you think something may be true, but you haven't got any documents on it because you haven't officially investigated it, well, then you don't have to share anything, do you, right? So the Department of Health and Human Services makes it their job to not investigate anything that is inconvenient for their big pharma controllers. This is a profound thing that I want you to hear and understand, right? These guys knew that these gene therapy drugs have every potential to cause cancer, to permanently modify your genetics, to cause all sorts of troubles. They knew this. There was zero question about this. And instead of studying it, instead of requiring that it be studied, which is what you would do to keep the public safe, which is the whole purpose of HHS in this role, they avoided studying it. They avoided requiring it. And where they do have studies, the studies were conducted by the manufacturers or surrogates so that they were controlled, manipulated. The corruption is mind-blowing, right? And understand that when a legitimate doctor or scientist looks at these studies, they're seeing the flaws, they're seeing the issues, right? That's why McCullough and all of these guys, Pierre Corey, all of these guys, the reason that they are so livid about this is because any legitimate scientist looking at this can see what's happened. There's no question. The FDA intentionally didn't study things it should have, didn't investigate things it should have, and did investigate things that wouldn't make any difference, and then also took for granted any study that came from Pfizer or Moderna or any of these crooked big pharmas saying whatever they wanted to say. So this is corruption. This is literally the definition of corruption. When you know or should have known that the data you have is either incomplete or falsified, and then you rely on it anyways because you're getting paid off. That's corruption. This is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. This article about the vaccines, mRNA, and the DNA, this is horrific. This is horrific. And Dr. Blackholz said, this is not stuff that's hard to tell, right? It's just blatantly obvious, right? He says that this is stuff that if you are a guy who knows how to do what he does, right? So they have, you know, he's not the only molecular biologist and biochemist around, right? All these guys working for Pfizer and FDA, DHS, they know this stuff, right? He said that it doesn't take anything. In fact, he actually did some homework, and he said that Agilent Technologies is the group that made the DNA. You said that you can find it. You can reverse engineer it. You can see very clearly that it came from Agilent, and that's what was done. They took this Agilent plasmid DNA, chopped it up, and integrated it, and they did a poor job of filtering it out. So now you have these cancer issues and all these other things that were absolutely exacerbated by the complete and epic failure of the FDA to do their job because they are 100% corrupt. 100%. So what else do we have here, right? So we've got another article. As if that's not enough. As if that is not enough. Another one, and another Natural News and Liberty Daily. Thank you, Mike Adams and J.D. Rucker again. So, top seven myths about mRNA COVID vaccines propagated by Big Pharma and the CDC. So I like this, right? So this goes out, and I want to start out with this, right? So they start out and they talk about the corruption generally. And one of the quotes in here, for decades, Western medical industrial complexes claimed that all pharmaceutical medications and vaccinations are backed by peer-reviewed clinical studies based on mountains of empirical data. However, this is important. Upon closer examination, most of that research was conducted only by the manufacturers of those medicines, many of whom have conspired to falsify data to justify conclusions they needed for the FDA approval and to maximize profits and assure the populace that it's all 100% safe and effective, right? So this is what's happening. The FDA just says, hey, study this for us, Pfizer. Pfizer says, oh, it's safe. And they say, oh, okay, Pfizer said it was safe, so we know their product's safe. And that's pretty much what happened here, right? That is the sum total of all the safety investigations for anything COVID vaccine. Is, hey, Pfizer, Moderna, can you do a study and tell us whether it's safe? Now, enter Brooke Jackson, right? Enter Brooke Jackson. Now, Brooke Jackson, I mean, she's right. She's got great evidence. She only worked there for about 5 minutes, but her evidence was good, and it's very representative of what's going on. It really, really is. You've got to understand that Brooke's evidence is symbolic of what we saw everywhere. These studies that Pfizer did were garbage. Moderna, they're just garbage. I don't believe any of them, not even for a second. I think that they were all corrupted in one way or another, just like what Brooke cited in her stuff. I think that's the norm. And the FDA knows it. This isn't hard to see. I mean, look at what David Weissman and some of these others have done in FDA testimony. I mean, they have ripped this apart. You cannot miss what's going on. Yet we just don't do anything with it, right? No one will do anything. Why? Well, we're going to get into that because, you know, we just saw, by the way, someone might want to look and see how much money Speaker Johnson got after he became Speaker from Pfizer. Has anybody looked at that? Might want to dig into that. How much money did Mike Johnson get after he became Speaker of the House from Pfizer? Did he get any? I mean, you wouldn't think he'd have got any, right? Because, I mean, why would Pfizer donate? Just because he became Speaker of the House, why would Pfizer donate? There's no influence peddling there, is there? Huh. Someone might want to look into that. In fact, let me see here. I think I have some information right here. Let me double check and see if I've got this. Yeah. So Mike Johnson becomes Speaker of the House, and suddenly, right after he became Speaker, there's at least 10,000 in donations from I believe Pfizer, right? Let's see here. Yep, Pfizer, Mike Johnson for Louisiana, $5,000. American Revival, that's his PAC, $5,000. I think that's pretty shocking. I wonder why that happened. Yeah, so Mike Johnson, by the way, if you wonder why there's no real investigations into COVID or Pfizer or the vaccines, you might want to look at Mike Johnson's donations that he's received since he became Speaker from Pfizer. It's almost like there's some money being passed around there, right? I don't know Mike Johnson. He may be okay. I don't like his minibus. I don't like the corruption he's showing. I don't like the fact that he's not standing for anything. I tend to support MTG's position that if he's not going to do it right, kick his ass out. But, at the end of the day, nothing changing on the vaccines. Nothing. Why is that? All right. So we see all this corruption occurring, and we've got some other interesting things in this article. One of the which is another thing talking about the cancers, right? So we've got, and this is particularly important because my wife has cancer. I'm working on cancer. There's a lot of stuff on cancer that we need to know. And there's a couple things that you should see here. First of all, there's a professor and statistician from the University of Lucerne that's in, Switzerland? Yeah, Switzerland, and said that there is a significant and direct correlation between taking the jab and an increase in spontaneous abortions. Get the jab, the one that's safe and effective for pregnant women, and you will abort your baby likely or kill your baby in one way or another. Right. This guy went on, and it's very clear, and he's an advisor to the president. I mean, he's a big shot, right? This is a big deal. This professor was an advisor to the German Minister of Health and Swiss Parliament, and he just did a study. He went on record saying that the vaccine manufacturers and public officials either knew or could have known the information if they'd simply studied the data. No question about it. These are not safe for pregnant women. They're not safe for anybody. But they'll kill your baby. You get this with your baby, it'll kill your baby. There's a very reasonable likelihood. And if not, it'll screw up your baby for life. So good luck with that, right?
And it's the first time they've done that. They've allowed pregnant women to take something that's so experimental. The first time. We don't let pregnant women do anything.
Well, yeah, but we're trying to kill people. However. By the way, we're going to be looking at this. Dr. Merritt, who is a friend of mine, cancer parasites.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. They've got a bunch of stuff out there now on this cancer parasite and ivermectin. We do know there are some promising studies related to ivermectin and cancer, right? So it looks like it's good. Now, what does that mean? I got to be honest with you all. I don't know yet. I love Lee, and anything she says, I'll listen to, but it doesn't. I never, ever, ever. Ever report or share things until I've investigated it myself, until I'm comfortable with it.
Which is
I have not dug into this.
And you intend to do it through charity, correct?
Yeah.
That's our mission.
Yeah, we've got our charity, forgodfamilycountry.org, by the way.
Yes.
Forgodfamilycountry.org.
No, we're launching this fight to get a little bit more transparent on some of these treatments.
Yeah, we're digging hard into cancer and my charity. I mean, that's a big deal. And it's not my charity, by the way. I have had this charity for, I don't know, a lot of years. And I don't think I've ever taken a dime from it myself. I don't think I've ever taken a, so anything I actually try and run it like a charity. At some point, I'll take a little bit of a paycheck from it. But we're not going to run a charity where it's just about me taking all the money for myself.
Which is novel because most nonprofits
yeah, we're not like those nonprofits where someone's flying around in their private jet because they
make
donations. But anyways,
exactly.
We're looking into this cancer stuff, and I'm really interested to see what's going on because, you know, from what I'm seeing, cancer is a lot like every other thing in the medical world. There's just a lot of lies about it. We're going to be digging into it. Understand, by the way, and I want to make this disclaimer for any of you guys listening on the cancer side, I'm going to go through this just like I go through everything else. I'm starting at the beginning. I'm looking at the mainstream stuff, which I recognize is mostly lies. But I have to start from there. You can't counter a lie until you know what the lie is, right? So I start out there. I'm going to read all this stuff. I'm learning all this stuff about cancer. And I've been doing this for a while because my wife has the cancer. So I've been studying this. And then what we're going to do we're going to kind of dig through and find the truths, find the faults, and we're going to try and support, you know, real science on cancer. We'll get there. Cancer is a huge deal. It's getting a lot bigger because all the people that took these poisons, and we're going to.
Well, and there's the biggest fight is the transparency fight, and we fight for transparency pretty much in every arena. But when it comes to cancer and the medical world, we know that big pharma controls it all. And we know that they control their studies. So it's like you can't even trust studies that they touch and they fund because, you know, we've seen it for decades now that they just pay the scientists to say whatever. So if we could actually fund real research, yeah, you know, and get all the doctors, get Dr., you know, Lee Merritt involved, get Dr. Yeah. Ryan Cole involved and McCullough. And like you said, even medical doctors that are maybe more mainstream and have used chemotherapy treatments and radiation for a long time. Like, we want to really research everything the way that science is supposed to be conducted.
Yeah, well, that's how it's got to be done. Yeah. Right? All I care about is following the evidence and truth, right?
So exactly.
That's kind of where I'm at on it. And, you know, that's the end of that. So the truth is what it is, and I don't really care where it goes as long as we stick with it. And the one thing that I won't flex on is I'm not going to lie about it. You know, I mean, what I find in my work, we're going to be as transparent and honest as we can. And, you know, maybe that's inconvenient for people. Maybe it's politically inconvenient, but that's what we got to do. Anyways, but this these mRNA jabs, you know, they go through and then they go through and they talk about the cancer, right? Along with killing babies. Another research arena, dangers of COVID-19 DNA altering mRNA jabs. Dr. Charles Hoff, a medical doctor, 28 years in British Columbia, Canada, ran PET CT scans on cancer patients who'd received Pfizer mRNA booster shot just 8 days prior. He found rapid progression of T-cell lymphoma, a dramatic increase in gastrointestinal lesions, and a turbo effect of spreading the cells and lymph nodes under the arms near the armpits. This is what they're calling turbo cancer, and it's where spike proteins from mRNA jabs serve as a carcinogen, literally the food that feeds the cancer, propelling it to multiply exponentially to invade the rest of your body. And basically, it turns off your P53 gene so your body can't fight cancer. Let me tell you why that's important. And I want to say, the most important line in this article is right here. The mRNA ingredients literally turn off your P53 gene so your body can no longer fight against cancer. This is critical, right? Because they say mRNA is not gene therapy because it doesn't modify your DNA. Here's the deal, though. If you can turn a gene on or off without changing your DNA, and when they turn these genes off, it still turns them off and you're still going to die. But they say that because then they say, well, it's not a gene therapy. We're not changing your DNA. It doesn't matter. They're affecting your genetics. They're literally turning genes on and off with these, and they know it. This is one of those things that they do as a nuance. They talk in these vague terms to try and act like to fit in these. Oh, it's not gene therapy. It is absolutely gene therapy. Absolutely. And they know it. They're just lying. And they get around it by saying, oh, it just turns the gene off, so that's not changing your DNA. Bull crap. This is gene therapy. It causes cancer. It's killing people. Top seven myths, right? Top seven myths. vaccination helps prevent severe COVID-19 and the risk of hospitalization. It actually increases it. You get the jab, get COVID, and you'll go to the hospital and die probably. All right, number two, the 2023-2024 COVID-19 vaccine is safe and recommended for people who are trying to get pregnant and people who are pregnant or breastfeeding. Only if you want to kill your baby, folks. Only if you want to kill your baby. You want to kill or poison your baby, you go get that jab. And as an added bonus, you'll probably kill yourself. Lie number three, COVID-19 vaccine is safe and recommended for people who have cancer now or have been treated for cancer. Only if you want to die quickly. One of the things that we deal with my wife, you know, she has cancer and, you know, she has to, we have to go to the hospital all the time, deal with this, deal with that, stage four. I had to make sure that this hospital was acutely aware that I will break people's arms if they get a swab or a vaccine near my wife. You come near my wife with that, we got a problem. And, I mean, at this point, I view it as self-defense, right? Like, if you try to poison my wife with that, with the cancer, that's self-defense, right? So we're going to fight, whatever we got to do. But this is an important thing. For those of you that have or are around someone with cancer, you know, if you don't like the person, you don't want them to get this jab, right? Because it's going to exacerbate. It's going to cause a lot of problems. So do not even consider this if you have someone in your life with cancer. In order to reduce the effects from the vaccine, you should wait until after being vaccinated to see how you feel. No, I didn't misread that. Let me, right here, right? This was something they actually said. Do you guys remember this? In order to reduce side effects from the vaccine, you should wait until after being vaccinated to see how you feel. I remember when that came out. I never really understood it, but you know, it just seems like a thing. Next one. None of the vaccines interact or alter your DNA in any way. They cannot cause cancer. That's an outright lie. They do interact with your DNA, particularly in light of the fact that they have DNA contamination. Second of all, they turn your genes on and off. And third of all, they do cause cancer. Next, unvaccinated people should get this vaccine as their very first shot. Well, yeah, if they want to die. And lastly, you can safely get the flu and COVID vax at the same time. Well, the flu vaccines now do have the COVID vaccine in them. So, I don't know. Anyways, this is just, it's remarkable, folks. It's remarkable. I don't really know what to say about it.
They're not vaccines.
No, they're not even sort of vaccines.
This technology is not a vaccine, and it's experimental. So I honestly, being pregnant two times, I always was a little bit of a natural hippie. So I didn't love vaccines, but I mean, I got vaccines. Like, I wasn't that, you know, far into it. When I became pregnant, you couldn't get anything near me. I didn't want to get the flu vaccine. And I remember my OB pushing it on me, saying, oh, well, because you're pregnant, you need to get the flu vaccine. And I said, excuse me? No, thanks. I'm pregnant. Like, you get this natural urge to just protect you, your baby. The moment you become pregnant, it's like, I will cut you if you do anything that could hurt my baby, right? And so it's shocking to me with how experimental these things are. They aren't vaccines. We know almost nothing about them. We're sitting here watching this play out and just kind of making it up as we go on all sides. No one knows. No one can say that this stuff is safe, especially for a pregnant woman. And then the amount of pregnant women who actually allowed them to shoot them up. I mean, it's frightening. It's frightening how far this experiment has gone, to be honest.
Can't kill enough people. Not if you're Bill Gates. Or Pfizer or Moderna or any of these other people. I mean, that's what it appears, right? I guess, I'm just looking at what they're doing and what they're supporting. And it's manifest to me, but I don't know. I guess I can't prove that.
Sharon Hobbs just said they're putting it in lettuce. I mean, it's funny because I'm a carnivore, so I keep telling people don't eat their vegetables anyway. But I mean, they love lettuce. There's something about the lettuce. They're putting it in everything.
Potatoes. Yeah. There's a bunch of, we've shown the studies.
But lettuce is one of their favorites.
Really easy. Yep. But they're also putting it in meats. I mean, they're, you know, I mean, they've got mRNA approved for pork in the U.S.
Yep.
And they're getting ready to have it in cows and chickens and everything else. And yeah, it's transmissible. They know that.
Yep.
Last but not least, I want to finish with this headline. As Christianity declines, we must confront the threat of pagan America. Folks, listen. I might be the worst Christian on the planet, but I absolutely believe. And I want you to understand something. When we lose our moral compass, what do we have? Okay, so when you believe in God, you believe in an ever-present consciousness that's watching you. And it doesn't matter what, it's an omnipresent consciousness. You believe that God sees and knows all things. When you cease to believe in God, you believe that the only one seeing you is someone who catches you. And the difference between a country where people do the right thing when no one's looking and a country where people just do everything they can to get away with things and do it for themselves, they're completely different. They're completely different countries. They're completely different worlds. Folks, we have got to bring morality back to our country. I'm not saying that we're going to all be perfect people. We're not. I recognize the problems. But we have got to do everything possible to fight for morality in this nation. Without having a foundation of morality, without recognition that we should be trying to do the right thing when no one's looking, we have Washington, D.C. That's what's going on in D.C. You have a city full of people that if they aren't getting caught, they don't care. We got to get our nation back to its moral grounds, to its moral roots. We've got to get back to the country that we were founded. It's not working. We're falling apart. My two cents. All right. Support us on the Tom Renz Show and the America Out Loud Network. Support TomRenz.com. Check out the new shop. We've got all sorts of cool things in there. We've got some fun shirts, some fun things, some books, some this and that. Please check us out. Please share this show. Share the America Out Loud Network and Tom Renz Show. Rumble, Twitter, check us out. We're here as often as we can be, almost 5 days a week. And we're getting ready to do some new stuff. I'd love to hear from you in the comments on Twitter or Rumble. We're looking at doing some shows maybe like once a week for subscribers where it's an interactive, where we just talk back and forth, where, you know, you guys can comment, you can talk, and all we're going to do is go back and forth and have like an open conversation, talk about whatever it is that we know or, you know, can find. I'd love to know what y'all think about that. So let us know in the comments. We appreciate you listening, and we will be back soon.